Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
First Startup Challenge crowns three winners. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Five teams presented their business ideas to a panel of judges, and three of them were named winners during the Energy Capital Startup Challenge last week. The Gillette News Record reported they were questioned about their primary obstacles and their dedication to retaining Wyoming-based concepts within the state. During the interval between the semifinals and the final round, they were tasked with executing market research, formulating a business strategy, and forecasting their prospective expansion. The winning participants of the first ever Energy Capital Startup Challenge were each situated at different phases within their business endeavors. For 7 years, Connor Baldacci has crafted and sold electric guitars. The other two finalists were Dr. Mark Thorson, the mind behind Inflatrix, a pliable, inflatable, single-use apparatus designed for placing fillings in rear teeth. Ryan Bergman, on the other hand, devised an innovative fishing bait system aimed at enhancing anglers' catch rates. Every recipient is granted $5,000 and holds the opportunity to seek further financial support from the remaining $50,000 in the Energy Capital Startup Challenge Seed Fund. Come February, the judging panel will convene with the winners to assess their business plan advancements and deliberate on funding requests aimed at propelling their endeavors forward. In addition to his victory, Baldacci secured the Audience Choice Award, earning an extra $1,000. Regardless of their business ventures, these entrepreneurs demonstrated a steadfast commitment to contributing to Gillette and Campbell County through innovative initiatives. Wyoming Department of Health seeks to ease staff shortage by offering tuition reimbursement. The Wyoming Department of Health wants to up its game in offering incentives for potential workers to fill critical roles in the department. Cowboy State Daily reported on Monday, Department of Health Director Stefan Johansson presented his $2.2 billion budget proposal to the Joint Appropriations Committee, which includes $500,000 for a new program that would reimburse tuition for staff who take hard-to-fill positions, including nurses, direct support professionals, as well as other clinical and administrative roles. The tuition would be reimbursed after employees start working for the state. Employee shortages in healthcare are a well-documented problem in Wyoming, which increased significantly after the COVID-19 pandemic. The problem hasn't eased in the years since, and Johansson said this year he saw numbers of unfilled jobs across the state, aging, behavioral health, healthcare financing, and public health facilities reaching a 60% nurse vacancy at the Wyoming State Hospital in January. The program would be primarily focused on reimbursing nursing education tuition, with an estimated 10 recipients awarded per year. The purpose of the program is to help the state improve its prospects for filling openings and retaining staff. Johansson said his department has had more luck building up its own staff rather than recruiting out-of-state prospects or people working in other industries. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.